This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, I've been thinking a lot lately, Amanda, and all of our lives have been turned upside down. But I'm learning little things. These are tiny little things that I never knew before. And I always wondered, but I was too lazy to look it up.
Like what?
Like, what is the difference between a pandemic and an epidemic?
Well, I looked this up a couple weeks because I wondered as well. And when they started using the word pandemic,
yes.
I wondered, okay, what changed? That means that it's over a whole country or the world.
Right, exactly.
Widespread.
I assumed when they switched to pandemic, I remember thinking to myself, ooh, that sounds a lot more serious. And it is. Also, I had never heard the term wet market before. Oh my gosh, if you have a weak stomach, don't look at anything on YouTube about wet markets. That's where they believe this coronavirus originated. It's where they bring all different types of animals together in cages and sell them. And people, they're sometimes alive. And it's gruesome. It's every type of animal you can imagine. Pets, everything, and they eat everything. Ugh. And then finally, I never thought I would actually be in a science fiction movie. But every morning when I wake up and reality comes back to me, that's what this feels like. And I have this fantasy ending.
Okay.
Did you ever see the movie Signs with Mel Gibson?
Refresh my memory.
The Earth was being overrun by aliens. And Mel Gibson was a dispirited pastor who had gone kind of in seclusion with his family off on some remote farm. And near the end, the aliens have broken into his house.
Yes.
And in desperation, in a struggle, water gets tossed at this alien and it burns his flesh. And that's their weakness, water. Come to think of it, that happened in The Wizard of Oz. Why do we always come back to talking about The Wizard of Oz?
See, here's the thing. We don't. You do. You're obsessed with The Wizard of Oz.
No, I'm obsessed with making you see The Wizard of Oz. But no spoiler, but water plays a big role in that one, too.
No spoiler.
No spoiler as I'm giving you the ending.